奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue our afternoon service.
我们来唱诗356。
Sing hymn 356.
356。
356。
先祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Let's pray first, and may God guide our service this afternoon.
感谢主，我们下午是祷告会。
And thank God, this afternoon we have prayer session.
我们先用一些道理互相勉励，我们花一点时间互相来代祷。
And we will look at some truth as our mutual encouragement, and let us intercede for one another.
我们下午来学习。义人因信得生。
And this afternoon, I study the righteous shall live by faith.
这是圣经里面一句非常重要的道理。
And this is a very important teaching in the Bible.
我们请大家看哈巴谷书二章第四节。
Now let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
哈巴谷书要从那个旧约的后面翻过来第五卷。
And so, Habakkuk is one of the minor prophets.
哈巴谷书二章第四节
Chapter 2 verse 4
加勒底人自高自大心不正直为义人因信得生 我们知道这个哈巴谷的时代是以色列社会很混乱啊，他们呢、啊、道德很低落的时候。
And we know the time of Habakkuk is a time when the Israelites have very low morality.
那先知看到社会很多不公义的事情。
And there are very unjust things in the world.
啊，充满着很多的罪恶。
And there are many sins.
啊，恶人啊，欺压义人。
And the wicked suppress the just.
那所以他就向神说啊，神啊，你看到这个国里面这么多不公义的事情啊，你怎么好像都没有在意啊，注意啊，没有处理。
And so Habakkuk is asking God why he did not solve these unjust things.
啊，这些义人啊，受欺压，你怎么都没有拯救。
These righteous men are being oppressed, but you did not save them.
啊，那个神就启示他啊，要借着那个很强大的巴比伦啊，啊来攻打犹大国。
So God revealed to them through the hands of the Babylonians, they will attack.
啊，这个先知啊，一知道以后啊，他更加稀奇。
So when the prophet heard of this, he was very surprised.
神怎么用那个强暴残忍的民族啊，啊来攻击自己的百姓？
Why would God use a very vicious kingdom to attack his own people?
神就跟他讲说啊，巴比伦是我手中的杖。
So God told him, Babylon is the wrath in my hand.
啊，要借着他来惩罚那些作恶的犹太人。
So through Babylon, I will punish the wicked.
啊，那是巴比伦王也是在神的手中，因为他们行恶过分，所以将来神还是要惩罚他们的。
But the Babylonians, they are also under the control of God, and eventually God will punish them.
啊，所以他知道说啊，这个加勒底人啊，巴比伦人啊，是相当残忍的民族。
So the Chaldeans or the Babylonians, they are very violent.
啊，行事很狂妄自大。
They are very proud.
啊，说他们心不正直。
And their soul is not upright.
啊，那先知知道说啊，虽然处在这样的时代里面，义人可以因为信心而来得到生命。
But the prophet knew that even though under this situation, the just shall live by faith.
哎，就是鼓励当时的犹太百姓啊，你们要回归向神。
So he is encouraging the people in Judah, you need to return to God.
啊，来敬畏神啊，你们就能够在这个患难当中啊，得到神的保守，能够得到生命。
And if you can worship and fear God, then your life will be kept.
所以这本来是先知鼓励当时犹大百姓的一句安慰啊，安定人心的话语。
So this is a phrase that the prophet used to comfort the hearts of the people.
但是这个对我们今天来讲，这个是一个很重要的救恩的道理。
But for us today, this is a very important teaching.
所以保罗在传道里的时候，他强调啊，因信得生。
So when Paul is preaching, he emphasized on, the righteous shall live by faith.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十七节。
17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这个义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。保罗就引用哈巴谷诗啊，义人因信得生，来强调福音的大能。
So Paul, you quoted Habakkuk and say the just shall live by faith when he
preached. 他说啊，我传福音啊，我不感到羞耻。
He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel.
虽然他以前在逼迫教会。
In the past, Paul persecuted the church.
神拣选他以后，他整个人完全的改变。
After God chose him, he completely changed.
啊，到处传福音，为主做见证。
And he preached everywhere and testified for the Lord.
啊，反而啊，变成啊，到处受逼迫。
But in doing this, he was persecuted.
被鞭打，被下监。
He was whipped and he was put into prison.
啊，甚至 最后为主殉道。
And in the end, he martyred for Christ.
啊，虽然这样，他说我不以福音感到羞耻。
Even so, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
因为这个福音就是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the mighty powers of God.
来拯救一切相信的人。
And it will save everyone that believes.
因为这个福音把神的义把它显明出来。
Through the gospel, the righteousness of God was revealed.
因为耶稣就是那个义者，也让那些相信他的人能够得到称义。
Because Jesus is the one that is righteous, and those that believe in him will be called righteous.
所以说这个福音啊，就是以信开始啊，啊，借着信心来完成啊，啊，得救的功夫。
So the gospel started when you believe.
啊，这个义人啊，就借着福音来得到称义。啊，然后借着信心来得到生命。
And the righteous will be justified by faith.
哦，所以这个就是保罗所阐明的，我们义人要因信得生。
So this is what Paul revealed to us that the just shall live by faith.
啊，什么叫做义人呢？
So who are the just?
既然义人要因信得生啊，啊，我们就要先做义人呢。
So if the just shall live by faith, then first we need to be those that are righteous.
世界上哪里有义人呢？
But who is righteous in this world?
所以一般人说啊，鼻孔朝下了都没有好人。
So there's a phrase that goes, if your nostril is downwards, then you are not a good person.
啊，有的人说啊，世界上有两个好人，一个死掉了，一个还没有出生。
Some people will say there are two good people in this world. One is already dead, and the other is not yet born.
这是一般人的观念，世界上没有真正的义人。
So these are the concept of the world. There is no one that is truly righteous.
事实上，圣经里面也是这样指示我们。
And this is what the Bible told us.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章第九节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 9.
罗马书三章九节。
3 verse 9.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因为我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。第十节。
Verse 10.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。哦，这里谈到说啊，犹太人虽然外邦人啊，因为不认识神啊，所以就行了很多很多的恶事。
So because the Gentiles does not know God, so they have performed many evil deeds.
所以第一章里面谈到外邦人犯了很多很多的罪。
So in chapter 1 it tells us the sins of the Gentiles.
啊，第二章里面谈到犹太人虽然有神的律法，但是他们却去犯律法。
Chapter 2 tells us that even though the Jews have the law of God, but
they sin against
the
law.
So they also sin and are under the judgment of God.
所以保罗说啊，他就证明啊，不管犹太人也好，外邦人也好，啊，都在罪当中。
So that's why Paul concluded, whether you're Jews or Greeks or Gentiles,
啊，所以世界上没有一个真正的义人。
And there's no one that is truly righteous.
啊，没有义人就落在神的审判之下。
And we are all under the judgment of God.
啊，但是人虽然啊，犯罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
So even though men sin against God,
神却啊，为人预备了救恩。啊，让人呐、啊、可以借着相信这个救恩呐、啊，啊来得到白白称义。
But God have the salvation that is for us, so we will be justified freely.
所以我们继续看三章二十三节。
Let's continue to read chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
所以呢，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。二十四节。
24.
如今啊，却借着却蒙神的恩典，因为耶稣基督的救赎，就白白得到称义。二十五节。
25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心啊，宽容人先时所犯的罪。二十六节。
26.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。所以人不是靠行为啊，啊，靠着自己的善行来得到称义。
So may not not justify because of their good actions.
所以借着耶稣啊啊，替我们完成了救赎的工作，让我们相信接纳这个救恩啊，啊来得到称义。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ, and we come to believe, and we were freely justified.
啊，所以神给我们预备一个啊，成为义啊，能够做义人的一个方法。
So God prepared for us a way to become righteous.
啊，如果我们按照这样来遵循啊，我们就能够被称为义人。
So if we follow this, then we will be called righteous.
啊，我们也可以啊，因信来得生呢。
And we can be justified and live.
啊，这个称义的方法，当然第一个是因信得到称义。
So the first way to achieve this is to believe.
所以第四章以后啊，保罗就用亚伯拉罕做例子。
So from chapter 4, Paul uses the examples of Abraham.
说亚伯拉罕因为信神，神就称他为义。
Because Abraham believed in God and he was justified by his faith.
因为亚伯拉罕被拣选了以后，实际上他也有很多的软弱。
So after Abraham was chosen, he had still have many weaknesses.
所以在行为上很多不完全。
In terms of his action, he is not perfect.
所以他不是靠着行为来得到称义。
So he was not justified by his work.
但是因为亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
But because Abraham believed in God, so God called him righteous.
这个是记在创世纪的十五章。
And that is recorded in Genesis chapter 15.
因为神跟他讲说啊，我要大大祝福给你。
Because God told him, I will bless you greatly.
他跟神说啊，你是给我再多的福气没有用啊。
But Abraham said, it is useless if you give me so much
unblessing. 我再多的财产就是给我的仆人啊。
All my inheritance will belong to my servant.
神说不是的，你本身生的才是你的后裔。
And God say no, whoever that comes out from you will be your descendant.
神就把他带到外面啊，叫他看天上的星星。
So God brought him outside and told him to look at the stars in heaven.
说这些星星啊，你算得过来吗？
And he asked him, can you count how many stars?
啊，你将来的祖孙啊，就要是要这么多。
And this will be how great your descendants.
他说后来亚伯兰相信神，神就称他为义啦。
So Abraham believed God, and God called him righteous.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕呢是借着信啊得到神称义。
So through believing, God called him righteous.
所以大卫曾经在圣经里面说，在人的行为以外，啊被神啊称为义的这样的人是有福气的。
And that's why David said in the Bible, for those that are justified by God, outside their actions,
他的过犯、罪恶啊，都蒙神赦免呐。
Their transgressions will all be forgiven.
神不算他是罪人，算他是义人。
And God will not see him as a sinner, but a righteous man.
这个是有福气的。
So this person is blessed.
所以亚伯拉罕蒙称义啊，是信心入门。
So Abraham first believed and he was justified.
他说亚伯拉罕的信心啊，就是相信啊，神是那个属无变为有，是不可能变为可能的神。
So Abraham's faith is by believing God will change something from nothing into something.
虽然神跟他讲说啊，你的祖孙要像天上的星那么多。
Even though God promised him your descendants will be as numerous as
the stars. 但实际上他等很久啊，都没有孩子。
But in actual fact, he waited many years before he had a son.
尤其时间越久啊，神的应许在人来看越难成就。
And the longer the waiting time is, the more difficult for men to believe.
说他已经将近100岁了，人的身体都好像死掉一样。
So he was almost 100 years old, and his body is almost dead.
啊，他的妻子已经90岁了，生意都已经断绝了。
And his wife is already 90 years old, and she cannot bear any more children.
啊，但是他的信心没有软弱。
But his faith was not weak.
反而因为信心啊，啊，所以他对神的应许更坚定的相信。
Because of his faith, he firmly believed in the promise of God.
说没有起怀疑，反而信心坚定，啊，把荣耀归给神。
So he has no doubt, and he glorified God.
啊，因为他满心相信神的应许一定会成就。
Because he full-heartedly believed that the promise of God will be fulfilled.
啊，所以说神就算他为义。
So God called him righteous.
所以亚伯拉罕被称义是因为信心。
So that's how Abraham was justified because of his
faith. 我们看罗马书四章二十二节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 4, verse 22.
先看21节。
21.
罗马书4章21节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 21.
且满心相信神所应许的必能成就。22节。
22.
所以这就算为他的义。我们看23节。
23.
算为义这一句话不是单为他写的。24节。
24.
也是为我们将来得算为义的人写的，就是我们这些信神属我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。25节。
25.
耶稣被交给人是为着我们的过犯，他的复活就是要叫我们称义啊。这里讲到说亚伯拉罕有完美的信心，所以神就算他为义。
Here it tells us Abraham had perfect faith, so God justified him.
不只是亚伯拉罕可以被神称义，算他为义。
So not only Abraham can be justified.
所以我们这些相信的人同样可以被神称为义。
Those that believe in God can also be called righteous by God.
所以我们今天相信耶稣是道成肉身来到世界。
So we need to believe that Jesus Christ came to earth in flesh.
他已经担当我们的罪，为我们的罪来死。
And he have died for our sins.
他已经死了，又复活回到天上去。
And he has resurrected and went back to heaven.
所以我们相信主耶稣十字架的救恩。
So we believe in the salvation of
the cross. 借着他的宝血洗礼。
And through his precious blood, we are baptized.
因为这个宝血，这个水里面有圣灵运行，证明这是耶稣的宝血。
Because the Holy Spirit works in the within the baptism.
所以我们接受主耶稣的宝血，就是可以得到赦罪，能够得到重生。
So through the precious blood of Jesus, we can be reborn and renewed.
说这样我们也是能够跟亚伯拉罕一样，因为信心接受主的救恩，我们也能够白白得到称义。
So we can also be freely justified, just like Abraham.
所以我们受洗归入耶稣基督以后，我们就是属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
So after we are baptized into Christ, we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
就是要按应许来承受天国的产业的。
And we will receive the heavenly inheritance as promised.
因为我们借着信心我们得到神的称义。
Because through faith we have been justified by God.
因为我们本来是罪人。
Originally we are sinners.
罪人跟神的国是没有份的。
And sinners have no part with the heaven of God.
但是我们今天因为信心神就不再计较我们的罪完全把我们赦免而称我们是义人。
But today, because of our faith, God will forgive all our sins and call us righteous.
所以这是第一个称义的方法。
So this is the first method to be justified.
就是我们的信心。
It is our faith.
我们再看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21.
雅各书二章21节。
James chapter 2, verse 21.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因为行为称义吗？22节。
22.
可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因为行为才得到成全。23节。
23.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神就算他算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。雅各谈到亚伯拉罕不只是信心称义，而且也是因为行为称义。
And James mentioned that not only Abraham was justified by faith, but also by his works.
因为亚伯拉罕的信心是有实际的行动的。
Because his faith is accompanied with action.
他相信神的应许一定成全。
And he believed that the promise of God will be fulfilled.
那么神叫他做的事情，他就照着去做。
And he does according to what God wanted him to do.
所以十五章神称他为义。
So chapter 15, God called him righteous.
创世纪的十七章啊，他遵照神的命令行割礼。
Genesis chapter 17, he performed circumcision according to the word.
二十二章啊，他又遵照神的吩咐，把他独生的儿子献给神。
In chapter 22, he listened to God and offered his one and only son.
所以说啊，亚伯拉罕的信心不只是一种知识上的信心。
So, Abraham's faith is not just in his knowledge,
而是有实际的行动的信心。
But it is a faith that is accompanied by
action. 所以他的信心，因为有实际的行为表现，才能够让他的信心呢、啊、来得到成全。
And because his faith comes with action, so that is why God.
所以雅各说啊，如果光有信心没有行为啊，啊那个信心是没有生命的。
So James say faith without works is dead.
好像只有身体没有灵魂一样。
It's just like a body without a soul.
啊，所以真正的信心呢、啊，啊是要能够相信神，按照神的指示啊，啊去把行为啊，把它彰显出来的。
So true faith is to believe in God and to manifest it in your actions.
啊，所以行为是因为真正的信心所产生的结果。
So good action is a result of faith.
所以圣经里面说，一棵好的树啊，啊它因为栽种了、啊，扎根成长了、啊。
And so a good tree is planted and it will be rooted.
啊，长大的树啊，啊，它就会结果。
And then the tree will grow and bear fruits.
啊，所以这个果子是信心扎根的表现。
And the fruits is the result of faith being rooted.
啊，所以一个真正啊有信心的人呢、啊，应当啊啊有行为。
So a person with true faith will have actions.
啊，所以在约翰一书里面啊说。什么是义人
？So first John tells us what is a righteous man.
说行义的才是义人。
It is those that do righteous.
啊，所以我们不只是知识上啊相信，我们还是按照神所指示的去行道。
So not only do we have knowledge, but we also follow the will of God.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊，我们已经啊跟主同死同埋葬同复活了。
So the Bible tells us we have died with Christ and buried and resurrected with him.
所以罪不在我们心中作王了。
So sin no longer reigns in our heart.
因为我们已经啊脱离罪的权势，啊能够做一个自由的人。
Because we have escaped from the reign of sin and we are free men.
啊，然后有神的道存在我们的心中。
And with the words of the God inside of us.
哦，我们住在神里面，神住在我们里面。
And we live within Christ, and Christ is in us.
啊，所以我们啊是属神的，住在神里面，我们就不会去犯罪了。
And so, because we live in Christ, we will no longer sin.
啊，然后神又借着圣灵啊内住在我们心里。
And the Holy Spirit will also dwell in our hearts.
圣灵感动我们呐、啊，啊，妈妈把真的道行出来，啊，打好圣洁完全，啊，就能够得救了。
And the Holy Spirit will move us, and we will.Have good actions and we will be saved.
啊，所以我们要得到称义呀、啊！啊，除了信心以外，啊，再进一步就是真正把这个信心呐、啊，啊，借着行为把它表现出来。
So in order to be justified, we also need to have good actions.
啊，我们能够行道啊，就是有真正的信心在我们心里面。
And in order to be able to do good, we have to have true faith.
有基督的生命在我们里面。
And to have the life of Christ in us.
啊，所以借着这个行为，把这个生命之道就把它彰显出来。
And through our action, we can manifest this living life.
啊，所以我们就能够真正得到称义。
So we can be called justified.
所以雅各书跟这个罗马书啊，两个没有冲突。
So the book of James and Romans, they have no contradictions.
啊，不是因为我们的行为啊，啊能够来我们自己的聪明智慧来认识神。
And it is not by our own wisdom that we can know God.
而是神的救恩，让我们主要借着信啊，就引导到我们来到神的面前蒙救恩。
It is through God's salvation that we can come forward.
啊，然后我们相信神来以后啊，我们更借着好的行为啊来得到称义。
And when we believe in God, we will be called justified.
啊，既然我们是一个义人呐、啊。
And since we are righteous men,
就可以因为信来得到生命。
We can receive life because we believe.
我们看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
说主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。所以这里就是一人因信得生的真正的意义。
So this is a true meaning of the righteous person being justified.
说可以救我们脱离诸般的凶恶。
So we can be delivered from every evil.
还要救我们进到天国，享受永远的福分。
And we can enter heaven to receive all kinds of blessings.
我们看回来这个哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn back to Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3.
我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
哈巴谷书三章十六节。
3 verse 16.
我听见神的声音，身体震惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。我在所立之处震惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，幻境之民上来。十七节。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不吃粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内没有牛。十八节。然而我因耶和华的耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。十九节。主神是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。虽然这个先知看到啊，巴比伦这个残忍的百姓要来攻打他们呐、
啊。So even though they see they are being attacked.
因为这个巴比伦啊，到处烧杀掳掠啊，抢夺啊，杀害啊。
And the Babylonians, they are attacking them.
是一个非常残忍啊，凶暴的民族。
They are very violent.
而所以一听到说这个巴比伦来，要来毁灭他们呐、啊，他说听到这个声音呐、啊，身体就震惊啊。
And so when they heard this, they trembled.
这个嘴唇都会发抖。
And they trembled.
但是知道说这个灾难要来了就主有在那边等啊，等候这个灾难来到。
And because they're waiting for the disasters to come.
等到这个残暴的加勒底人来攻打他们。
They're waiting for the Chaldeans to attack.
然后他们所遭遇的就是所有的那个果树粮食都断绝啊。
And all their food had been taken away.
很多人牛羊不是被杀就被掳走啊。
And all their cattle and sheep have been taken.
所以他也知道说他们所要遭遇的是一个相当大的患难。
And so they are under a great tribulation.
好像已经面对了那个绝境一样。
And so they are without hope.
那他说虽然这样，我可以因为神的救恩来欢喜快乐。
But because of this, they can still rejoice in God.
虽然在这个患难当中神赐给我力量。
And in times of calamity, God gave them strength.
所以让我可以稳步奔跑在那个道路上面。
So they can run smoothly.
可以在那个高处上面稳步的前行啊。
And so they can walk straight.
所以虽然在灾难当中但是因为神的看顾跟保守所以他可以稳步前行不怕一切的灾难。
So even though they're in tribulation, they can still walk straight.
就是一人在患难当中可以因为信心来得到生命。
So the righteous, they can receive life.
我们今天处在这个末世的时代
And today in the end time.
我们看到说这个自然界有很多的灾难不断的一直来。
We can see many natural disasters.
地震、海啸、瘟疫。
And there are earthquakes.
啊，各种天灾人祸啊，不断的好像海浪在冲击我们。
And there are all kinds of natural disasters.
啊，世人的道德啊，越来越堕落。
And the morality of people are decreasing.
所以保罗说啊，这是末世一定有那个危险的日子来到。
So in the end time, and it is a dangerous time.
人跟人之间啊，失掉了亲情啊。啊，彼此互相的啊，用残暴互相对待。
And so men treat each other with violence.
啊，整个世界充满着罪恶啊，所以整个世界就不安定。
And everywhere is filled with violence.
啊，虽然我们处在这样的世代当中啊，啊，但是神是我们的避难所。
And because God is our refuge.
啊，神就是我们生活当中的保障。
And God is our protection.
啊、所以主耶稣说、啊、你们在世界上有患难，但是你们在我里面有平安。
And even though there is tribulation in the world, but in me there is peace.
因为神把我们从这个罪恶患难的境界当中、啊、把我们救赎出来、啊、让我们、啊啊、能够在神里面、啊啊、能够得到保守。
Because God saved us through tribulation, and we are able to be protected.
所以我们不怕世界上的灾难。
Therefore, we are not afraid of the disaster.
所以虽然患难很多啊，但是我们可以稳步前行啊。
Even though we will encounter tribulation, but we are able to move forward.
所以这个世界好像一个大海一样啊，飘荡不安定。
We can see this world is like a wave in the sea, is unstable.
啊，但是哦，我们可以像主耶稣、像彼得一样，可以坐在海面上稳步的前行。
But we are able to be like Peter, walk in the sea, and to be able to move forward.
啊，所以在患难当中啊，有神的特别的保守。
So we are able to be protected during the tribulation.
啊，然后说要救我们进到永生的天国。
Furthermore, the Bible says will save us to eternal kingdom.
哦，我们知道说啊，人自从犯罪以后啊，啊，劳苦患难就到了这个世界，死亡就跟着临到了。
We know that ever since human being commit sins, the death came into the world.
啊，所以创世纪一开始就谈到亚当跟他的后裔啊，啊，他们何几岁啊，然后生儿养女，然后就死掉了。
In the book of Genesis, we can see the Adam and Eve and all their descendants that lead to certain years, and then they die.
啊，这是人因为罪所带来的结果。
And this is because the result of the sin that human committed.
啊，那我们看到一些古圣徒。
We also see the saints.
因为他们敬畏神，跟神同行。
Because they fear God, they walk with God.
结果得到神的喜悦，没有经过死，神就把他们带回天家去了。
Some of them did not go through death and be able to be receive resurrection and went back to heaven.
这个就是告诉我们在生儿养女以外啊，我们要与神同行。
This also tells us that we need to walk with God besides raising kids,
我们就能够胜过死亡，得到生命。
We are able to overcome the death and to receive life.
以色列人的祖先亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒、雅各。
The ancestor of Israel people, Isaac and Jacob.
神说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神。
”God said that I am the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
又说神是活人的神，神不是死人的神。
God also said that I am the God of the living, not the God of the dead.
啊，所以这些啊，古圣徒啊，他们对神是充满着信心的。
We can see that all these saints, they were full of faith to God.
因为他们仰望神的应许。
Because they're looking forward to the promise of God.
啊，他们所仰望的不是地面上的迦南地。
What are they looking forward is not the land of Canaan in the world.
因为他们一直到离世的时候都没有得到那个地方。
Because they never received the land of Canaan even till the point of death.
那他们是凭着信心来离开世界的。
They depart from the world by faith.
所以他们从远远的地方啊，就看到一个天上更美的家乡。
They are able to see a beautiful heavenly kingdom from far away.
他说那个是不朽坏不穿。 不衰残、啊、永远长存荣耀的地方。
That's a glorious place which is not perishable, not corruptible.
因为、啊、他们有这样的信心，所以神真的为他们预备一座城。
Because of their faith, God prepared a city for them.
所以他们虽然肉体离开世界了，但是他们还是活在神的面前。
So even though physically they are dead, but they are able to live in front of God.
我们今天相信主救恩的人也是一样。
Likewise, today we believe in the salvation of God.
所以我们也是一样啊，面对很多的环境的艰难啊，也要面对死亡。
We also need to face a lot of difficulties in our life, and also we need to face death.
那是因为有神的恩典，神的生命在我们身上。
Because of God's grace and God's life abide with us.
说我们呢、啊，有耶稣的生命常常在我们身上彰显出来。
So we are able to manifest the light of Jesus in us.
所以我们啊，将来也是一样啊，那个得到那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
So in the future, we are able to receive the glorious from glorious life from God.
因为啊，我们借着主耶稣的救恩啊，能够得到称义了。
All this because we are able to be justified through the salvation of Jesus.
战胜死亡啦。
We are also overcome the death.
而且主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们内心里面。
Also Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
能够赐给我们一个复活生命的大能。
And God gave us the power of resurrection.
所以将来有一天呢、啊，我们这个帐篷会拆毁掉。
So one day our worldly tent will be
teared down. And
God will give us a glorious spiritual life.
所以一个永存的住屋啊，我们就永远跟神同在了。
The life is everlasting, and we are able to abide with God forever.
所以约翰说，我们真是神的儿女。
Therefore, John said that we are truly the children of God.
将来。那个救恩显明出来以后，我们真正要面对面见到神。
We are going to face to face to see God in the future.
我们要跟神永远同在。
We will abide with God forever.
所以义人要因信来得到生命。
Therefore, the righteous will receive life through His faith.
他们领悟这样的道理。
We can see the old saints; they understand this truth.
我们也是一样啊。要追求称义。
So likewise, we have to pursue after the righteousness.
然后慢慢靠着圣灵帮助达到成圣的功夫。
And then we are able to reach to become a righteous person gradually by
the
help of the Holy Spirit. And then we have the hope for the eternal life.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
求神能够坚固我们的信心。
We ask God to strengthen our faith.
能够主守。救恩到底
，that we are able to keep the truth, the salvation to the end，
享受那个永远的福分
，and we are able to enjoy the everlasting blessing。
要接受按手祷告的，要求恩典、求圣灵的，都可以请到前面来。
So if you want to receive laying hand and receive grace, please come forward。
我们请教会的圣职人员来帮我们按手祝福代祷。
We ask the church workers to lay hand on us.
愿主耶稣丰盛的恩惠能够充满在我们当中。
May abundant grace of God can be among us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.